This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. And if you're new to the show, I read articles from rockstar real estate investors every single day. Because we know you don't always have time for long podcast episodes or audiobooks. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Investing in Orlando? This agent knows the Mouse House market. By Tyler Gibson. Real estate can be a roller coaster, especially for investors. Having the right agent along for the ride makes all the difference between a deal that makes you soar and a deal that makes you sick. In Florida's Orlando area, investors can count on Tyler Gibson to be the kind of real estate agent who makes each experience a pleasant one. As an investor himself, Gibson is always ready to navigate the twists and turns of Central Florida real estate with his hands in the air, so to speak. Learn more about the thrilling Orlando investment landscape in Gibson's own words. My real estate background. I'm a relatively new real estate agent here in Orlando, but I've been investing in real estate myself for more than 7 years. My firsthand experience in the investment market has helped inform my career as an agent. Recently, I was nominated for the top 20 under 40. While I work with anyone looking to buy or sell, the focus of my business has been on investors and investment-minded people. What makes the Orlando market unique? The Orlando market is unique because of its diverse investment opportunities. Long-term rentals are a solid investment, but short-term rentals are a nice option too. Additionally, there are many tertiary markets within an hour's drive, which can often present opportunities for investors looking for higher cash flow. What can investors expect in Orlando right now? The Orlando market is challenging right now due to the rise in prices. But the appreciation we've seen in recent years is not going to slow down, and the demand for rentals is through the roof. An okay deal this year will become a great deal in the next 2 years. The Orlando market is also very competitive right now. Some properties sell in hours, not days. For that reason, we often look for deals within an hour of Orlando where the numbers are more attractive and the competition is a bit less. What do you personally love about the Orlando area? What's not to love? It is one of the top vacation destinations in the United States, probably the world. Between the amusement parks, the world-class attractions, and the beaches just an hour away, Orlando has it all. Owning investment property here in Central Florida would allow the savvy investor to come and visit their investment, right off the plane ticket, then enjoy all that Central Florida has to offer. What types of property should investors consider? Investors interested in Central Florida should definitely consider long-term rentals. Rental demand in Orlando is insane right now. One realtor I was working with told me that rental listings are easily seeing 15 tenant applications on day one. Short-term rentals near Disney are also a great investment. Right now, vacation rentals are absolutely killing it. That's mostly due to pent-up demand from COVID-19, but I believe that the consumers' travel habits have made a permanent shift. What does the job market look like in Orlando? This area has a very diverse economy. While most people are familiar with the tourism side of things, I think people would be surprised to find out that Lockheed Martin has a couple of facilities here in Orlando, along with some other Department of Defense contractors. There is a budding tech industry here in Orlando as well. Can investors depend on you for referrals post-closing? Yes! I focus on building strong relationships with property managers who have been in the industry much longer than I have. They tend to have the best relationships with all the vendors that investors need. I can connect investors with some great property managers here in the areas that I serve. That's this Tuesday's show. What do you want to hear more of? Shoot us an email at podcast@biggerpockets.com to let us know. Thanks for spending time with us, and I'll be back tomorrow. No, really. If I'm not back tomorrow, something's seriously wrong.